All right, strategic thinkers out there, get ready, because we are diving deep into the November 2024 Examiner's Report to give you the ultimate edge for that February 2025 exam. And let's face it, that Rodamin lithium mining case had some real curveballs, right?
It did. It really did. But that's why we're here, to unpack exactly what the examiners were looking for. Think of it as a cheat sheet to decode their thinking.
Love that. So if you're prepping for this exam, get ready for some serious insider knowledge, because understanding how the examiners think is the key to unlocking that passing score, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's not just about knowing the material, but applying it strategically. Like you're sitting in Rodamin's boardroom advising the CEO, what would actually impress them?
Right. Okay, so let's jump right in. The examiners were very clear about one major pitfall: generic textbook answers. Those just won't cut it. They want to see that you can tailor your insights to Rodamin's specific situation.
Exactly. It's not enough to just list out strategic models. You need to show how those models apply to Rodamin's unique challenges.
So let's start with business strategy. The examiners really emphasized understanding the complexities of the lithium mining industry.
It's not just about supply and demand. It's about understanding the entire ecosystem.
The environmental impact, for example. That was a big one the examiners highlighted.
Absolutely. You've got to consider the impact of lithium extraction on local communities and the environment. Stakeholder pressure from NGOs and local communities can make or break a company's strategic plans.
It's like you're navigating a minefield. One wrong step and boom, your credibility is gone.
And speaking of minefields, let's talk about the financial side of things. Financial decisions need to be strategic, not just about crunching numbers.
The examiners were clear. They want to see you use those financial models to drive decisions that create value for Rodamin.
Exactly. And that was something a lot of level one candidates struggled with. They could recite the models, but couldn't apply them.
So it's not about showing off your formula knowledge. It's about showing you can use those formulas to solve real problems for Rodamin.
They want to see how those numbers translate into tangible business outcomes, like increased shareholder wealth.
And that means thinking long term, not just focusing on short-term profits. The examiners really want to see you thinking like a CEO, balancing those immediate needs with future sustainability.
That's such a crucial point. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day, but strategic thinking requires that long-term vision.
Now let's talk about risk. I know it sounds a bit intimidating, but
It's
not always a bad thing.
Exactly. It's more about understanding and managing those uncertainties that are inherent in Rodamin's industry.
Lithium mining is volatile. Commodity prices fluctuate, regulations change, and there are always those environmental concerns to consider.
So it's not just about avoiding risk, but figuring out which risks are worth taking and then mitigating them effectively.
And this is where a lot of level one answers fell short. They lacked clarity in risk evaluation.
The examiners want to see you actively engaging with Rodamin's specific risks, not just listing generic mitigation strategies. They want to see tailored recommendations that address Rodamin's unique challenges.
So you've got to show you understand the company's context and demonstrate how your risk management strategy fits into that context.
It's all about showing that you can apply your knowledge to a real-world scenario.
All right, now let's move on to control. The examiners made it clear that a good control environment is more than just policies and procedures. It's about ensuring the right information flows to the right people so the board can make effective decisions.
And they were looking for answers that went beyond generic recommendations and addressed Rodamin's specific governance issues. It's about demonstrating a deep understanding of the company's operating context.
So it's not enough to say Rodamin needs a robust risk management framework. You have to explain how that framework would work in their specific situation.
You need to consider their industry, their strategic goals, their corporate culture. It all plays a part.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground here. Hopefully you're starting to see just how valuable these examiner insights are for your exam prep.
And we're just getting started. In the next part, we'll delve into the examiner's specific advice on pre-exam preparation and exam room strategies.
So stick around, folks. We've got even more insider tips coming your way.
All right, welcome back. So we've talked about thinking strategically about Rodamin's challenges, right? Now let's get tactical. How do you actually turn all this knowledge into exam success?
Well, first, you've got to master that syllabus. I mean, really understand it, not just memorize it.
Exactly. It's one thing to know the theory, but it's another to actually apply it.
Right. It's like reading a book on how to swim. You won't actually learn until you get in the water.
And those pre-seen materials, those are your swimming pool. The examiners were very clear. They want to see you applying those concepts to Rodamin specifically.
So it's not just about knowing Porter's five forces, for example. It's about analyzing Rodamin's competitive landscape through that lens. Where is their power? Where are the threats? That kind of active application is what they're looking for.
And speaking of practice, those past papers are your best friend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The more you work through them, the more comfortable you'll become with the exam format.
The examiners emphasize the importance of understanding the flow of the exam, how the questions are phrased, what kind of depth they're looking for in your responses.
It's like doing mock interviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more you do, the less nervous you'll be on the big day.
Exactly. But even with all the prep in the world, time management can make or break your exam performance.
Oh, that's so true. It's easy to get lost in one question, and then suddenly you're running out of time.
And the examiners highlighted this. They want you to allocate your time based on the mark allocation.
So a 20-mark question obviously needs more attention than a 5-mark question, right?
Exactly. It sounds simple, but under pressure, it's easy to lose sight of that.
And this might seem obvious, but the examiners actually pointed out a common mistake. Not answering the specific question being asked.
Oh, yeah. It's tempting to just show off everything you know. But the examiners want to see precision. They want you to answer the question using the information provided.
So if the question asks about financing a new venture for Rhodamine, you don't just give a general overview of funding options. You have to dive into their specific financial situation, their risk appetite, the market dynamics, and then make tailored recommendations.
Exactly. And when you're making those recommendations, don't just state them. You have to justify them.
Oh, right. Like
yeah.
You're presenting to a skeptical board. Why this approach? What are the potential downsides?
How does it align with Rhodamine's overall goals? You have to make a strong case.
Now, using real-world examples can be really powerful, but the examiners had a word of caution about that.
Yeah. They noticed that some candidates were using examples that were either irrelevant or only tangentially related to Rhodamine.
Like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
Exactly. Those examples should be used to support your points about Rhodamine, not distract from them.
So if you're going to use an example, make sure it really resonates with Rhodamine's context.
Yeah.
And make sure you explain how that example relates to Rhodamine's specific situation.
Right. The key is to show that you're not just throwing around random knowledge. You're carefully selecting and applying it.
Now, another pitfall the examiners highlighted was simply summarizing information from the materials. They don't want a book report. They want analysis.
It's like being given a set of ingredients and just listing them out instead of creating a dish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to take those raw materials, the pre-seen, the unseen, the syllabus concepts, and transform them into something new and insightful.
Show them that you understand the underlying dynamics, the strategic dilemmas, the potential solutions.
Think like a consultant, not just a student regurgitating information.
Exactly. Show them you can analyze, synthesize, and recommend. That's how you succeed in this exam.
So we've talked about how to approach the exam itself, from time management to crafting those insightful responses. But there's one more crucial element we need to discuss, and that's mindset.
Absolutely, because all this knowledge and preparation is useless if you freeze up on exam day.
Right. So in the next part, we'll delve into some strategies for staying calm, focused, and confident when it matters most.
All right. Welcome back to our final lap in prepping for the strategic case study exam.
We've covered so much ground already, right? From dissecting the examiner's report to practicing our strategic thinking skills.
So now let's bring it all together and make sure you're feeling confident and ready to tackle that exam.
Absolutely. It's all about bringing your A game on exam day.
So let's quickly recap those key takeaways. First, remember, it's not enough to just know the material. You have to be able to apply it to Rhodamine's specific situation.
Think like you're actually advising their board, not just answering a test question.
Right, exactly. And use those pre-seen materials to practice applying those concepts. Analyze Rhodamine's challenges, test out those strategic frameworks, really get comfortable with the case.
And of course, practice makes perfect. Dive into those past papers, get familiar with the format. Hone your time management skills. You don't want to be scrambling at the last minute. Oh, absolutely. Time management is key. And remember, focus on quality over quantity. The examiners are looking for depth, not breadth.
So craft those targeted, well-supported responses that really address the specific question being asked.
And think about what would impress Rhodamine's CEO. Back up your recommendations with solid analysis. Consider different perspectives show that you can think strategically and make tough decisions.
Now, all of that's important, but there's one more piece of the puzzle. Mindset.
Oh, yeah. Mindset is huge. How do you stay calm, focused, and confident when you're actually sitting in that exam room?
It's all about remembering that you've put in the work. You know this material. You're ready for this.
Right. Trust yourself. Take deep breaths. Stay hydrated. And don't be afraid to pause for a moment if you need to.
Absolutely. Take your time and think things through. You've got this.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to remind everyone to check out the CGMA Study Hub. It's packed with resources, tips, and support to help you ace this exam.
It's your one-stop shop for exam success.
And one final thought to leave you with.
Remember, the examiners want to see you think strategically. They want to see you apply those concepts to real-world situations.
So put yourself in the shoes of Rodamine's leadership. And trust me, you'll be well on your way to passing that exam.
Absolutely. You've got this.
That's it for this deep dive. Good luck, everyone. We're cheering you on.